I was born in Louisiana. And at the age of 2, my mama told my papa, our little boy has got the blues. I grew up real fast, and I've traveled very far. One damn thing for sure, I was born to play the guitar. And I got a reputation, and everybody knows my name. I was born to play the guitar. People, I got blues running through my veins. Women in Chicago, they love me to the bone. But my love for my guitar keep me far away from home. I got a reputation. Oh, everybody knows my name. Yeah. I was born to play my guitar. I got the blues running through my veins.
That's the title and lead track to the brand new album by our guest, Buddy Guy. This is GLT's Talkin' Blues. The name of the song is Born to Play Guitar. And Buddy Guy, it's great to have you back on GLT's Talkin' Blues.
Well, thank you for having me, and I appreciate what you're doing for the blues, because 2 months ago we lost the greatest guitar player that ever played blues, Mr. B.B. King. And our conversation throughout the whole life was, we used to laugh and have a drink and say, if you go before I do, keep on playing the blues, man. Don't let it die. We need people like you, and I'm proud to hear that you guys play the blues. And all I can say is thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you for making a great new album. I want to go back to the late 1990s, and you were already talking back then about being worried about being too old or irrelevant for record companies to consider recording you, even back then. But now, over 15 years later, you've got a great new album. It's on Silvertone RCA Records. Does that fear of being, I don't know if that's the right word, irrelevant or being too old for record companies, does that keep you motivated?
Well, you know, if I can answer you right, you know, every time someone comes see me or see some other great musician play, if you listen to everything you hear, you would probably wind up being a druggie or a drunk or something else. And listen to, I was taught by my parents, don't be the best in town, but just be the best until the best come around. You know, I've dedicated my life to this music that I learned from the greatest that ever did it, starting with Muddy, B.B., Sonny Boy, T-Bone. I could name names for you until next week this time. And I found out when I got to meet them, they was playing for the love of music, not the love of money. So that kept me going. They said, well, you the guy's not making the money I don't expect to make, and I get me a day job, but I'm still going to play my guitar. So I didn't let that bother me, because I was told once and been told lately that reading the big stations don't play blues because it's sad and too slow. But you can hear what they call classic rock. Some of that is slow. So why just sing aloud blues? I remember the late Chess Brothers. One of the British groups had made one of the Howlin' Wolf of Muddy, a Sonny Boy's record, and it was burning it up, playing it. And he went to the station and took the original copy of the Wolf of Muddy's record, and the disc jockey got it and put it in the garbage and dumped it and said, I can't play that.
I got the blues running through my veins.
I got to agree with you on that, because so much of the great blues, especially from probably the late 50s through the 70s and into the 80s, would sit alongside these classic rock songs so well, it would really spice up their playlist a little bit, too.
Well, the British helped us because in the early days, Rod Stewart, Eric Clapton, the Stones, I don't know if you remember, we had a television station in the 60s called Shindy.
Yeah, I remember that.
They was the Stones was getting bigger than bubblegum, and they was trying to get them to play, and finally Mick agreed to play if you let me bring on Muddy Waters. They said, who in the hell is that? And he got offended. He said, you mean to tell me you don't know who Muddy Waters is? And we named ourselves after one of his famous records, Rolling Stone, and that's the first time I ever saw Muddy's face on television. So we owe those guys a lot of thanks for coming back, getting super bad, and coming over here and letting America know who we were. So every time I see them, I think
we're gonna do a song that was written. I don't know if it was actually written by Muddy Waters, but I first heard it done by Muddy Waters, and it's called Champagne and Reefer. And Buddy Guy is gonna help us out. Champagne when I'm thirsty, bring me a reefer when I want to get high. Give me champagne when I'm thirsty, give me a reefer when I want to get high. Give me a woman when I get lonely, settle right down here by my side. Well, your time.
No, there shouldn't be no law, but a man wanna smoke a little dope. Hey, Mick. No, there shouldn't be no law, but a man wanna smoke a little dope.
Well, we're talking with Buddy Guy. This is GLT's Talkin' Blues. And on your new album, Born to Play Guitar, you have a moving tribute to Muddy Waters. And you worked in the studio with Muddy, and I imagine you were pretty good friends. Why was Muddy Waters so special?
Because if you was interviewing right now like you interviewing me, you'd be patting your feet as he talked.
Yeah.
Those guys are such a natural, man. You know, I don't even consider myself in the same house with them, man. But they looked at me, and they found out I could play that rhythm. I got a chance to make records with them because they knew I was going to go in the corner and say, Buddy Guy, you in class. Now get in the corner and do what they want you to do. I didn't never try to stand out and show out in front of one of them if they called me in to make a session. And I think that's what got me talking to you now, because I was doing what they asked me to do. I didn't go out and say, here's my chance to show the record company I can do what Muddy do myself. I didn't feel like that. I felt like if Muddy Waters thought enough of me to ask me to play on a record, that was a record for me. And come to find out, some of the British guitar players were listening to those little lick I hear there once in a while, and they began to ask, who was I?
My mind is going back to the good old times when me and Muddy Waters was playing blues and drinking wine. Come back, Muddy. Man, I sure do miss your face. come back muddy. Lord knows you can't be replaced. We used to ride around in your big Cadillac, reefer in a glove box, and whiskey in a sack. I say, come back, Muddy. Man, I sure want to hear your voice. Come back, Muddy. Let's make up some of that old nasty noise. I can see you still carrying a switchblade knife, flashing those $100 bills. I say, come back, Muddy. I miss those good old days. Oh yeah, oh yes, I miss those good old days. Come back, Muddy. The blues ain't been the same. I'm keeping your promise that I would keep on playing. We miss you, Mud.
Come Back Muddy is the song by Buddy Guy. The new album is Born to Play Guitar, and this is GLT's Talkin' Blues. Well, back in the 1960s, when you were working with Muddy Waters, and imagine a lot of other folks in the studio at Chess Records, I want to ask you about how a number of people have said back at that time when you were doing a lot of background work, some session work, that Leonard Chess didn't quite know how to market you or didn't know quite how to utilize your talents as a solo artist. Is there any truth to that, or was it just time for you to, you know, to learn your craft, and then your time would come after that?
No, well, you know, he had a son named Basha Chess.
Right.
And him and I are about the same age. And this was like 23, 24 years old, and Marshall heard it. And he would tell his dad, you know, let's do Buddy, but they didn't hear it. But I must say this, after the British had heard it and they started coming out and making records, selling millions, well, you know, Leonard Chess was like, you know, a product. If it get out there and sell it, every store wants to sell it because they're making money. So when he found out the British had made a little comment about me, he sent Willie Dixon to my house to go get him. And when Willie Dixon came to my house, Venom wanted to talk to you. I said, well, don't look like I'm going to make any more sessions because I know this is my pink slip. And I walked in, and I think he put a record on by the Cream and looked at me and said, I want you to listen to this because you don't have to listen because you've been trying to give it to us all the time. And he bent over and told me, I want you to kick me in my butt because you had this all the time and we didn't hear it. And we was too dumb to know that this was going to be the music of today. Now you can come in the studio and do whatever you want. And that's the last conversation I had with him. And I think he died about a year or less than a year after that.
It's your time now, baby. Oh, but it's gonna be mine after a while. I said it's your time right now, baby. Lord, but it's gonna be mine after a while. You know if things don't change, Lord, I'm gonna move on. Oh. She stayed out last night, and do you know she just walked in? The girl is getting ready. She's going back out again. I saw, just wait 1 minute. Just before you go. She didn't even look at me. She just turned and walked out the door.
That's Buddy Guy from his Chess Records days in the 1960s, and this is GLT's Talkin' Blues. Our guest is the legendary Buddy Guy, whose new album is called Born to Play Guitar. It's on RCA Silvertone, and you've got a number of other guests on this album, including Billy Gibbons of ZZ Top, and you guys go back quite a bit, don't you? You've been a big fan of ZZ Top for a long time.
All of them, man. You know, all of those guys give us a big lift. When you go in the studio and make a record, and some of those guys' records do get played more than a Muddy or somebody like that. And if you can have them come in and loan you a hand, maybe one of these big radio stations will play it if it's midnight or whatever, you know, to have that kind of talent on the record with you sometime. I may get a chance to sell two more albums if they're on there because they would play it just because they're on the album.
Old Stratocaster said it wouldn't last me my whole life. I ripped and tore and banged that thing till it couldn't take one more night. I'm gonna wear you out. Yes, I'm gonna wear you out. I ain't slowing down till I wear you out.
Yeah, the 70s something. Said it ain't never gonna stop. 100,000 miles in 69 days. I felt the engine drop. I'm gonna wear you out. I'm gonna wear you out. I ain't slowing down till I wear you out.
Wear You Out from the new album, Born to Play Guitar. It's our guest, Buddy Guy. Now, I got to be honest with you. For the first time, and I'm sorry it's taken this long, but for the first time in my life, I got down to Louisiana just a few months ago. I was down in New Orleans. I was mainly only in the French Quarter, but I was very surprised to find how difficult it was down in New Orleans to find good jambalaya. And by far, and I'm not trying to kiss up to you, by far the best jambalaya I've ever had in the world, nothing else is even close, was at your club, Legends, in Chicago. I mean, I wanted to order a second round because there was so much to it, but it was so good. Why am I having so much trouble getting it down in New Orleans, but I can get it up in Chicago?
Well, you know, when I left down there, you know, whatever you get now, if people can cut back on the cost of making it good, they will cut back. but I don't feel like that. You know, when I opened my first bar in Chicago, maybe I shouldn't say this, but even some of the people, high up people who control the liquor control board here, came to me and said, you know, if you really want to make money, you have to take the high-priced whiskey bottle and put the low-priced whiskey in it. And I think that's what you have your problem with. You know, I'm not going to call no particular place, but you not getting what you're supposed to get. To make that stuff right, I'd rather charge you 25 cents extra and put the right stuff in there than to take the right stuff out and still charge you that money for it.
Bad, bad whiskey. Bad, bad whiskey. Bad, bad whiskey. Made me lose my happy home. Made me lose my happy home. Whiskey in these women is driving me out of my mind. Every time I get enough of that stuff, you know, I think I'm doing just fine. Bad, bad whiskey. Bad,
Buddy Guy is who you're hearing. This is GLT's Talking Blues. You had talked about BB earlier, how we just lost the king of the blues and one of the last blues guys standing anymore. And you've got a tribute, a song dedicated to BB King on your new album called Born to Play Guitar. And you've got a guest, Van Morrison, on here. Now that BB's gone and Etta James passed away fairly recently and a lot of the other legends have been gone for a long, long time now, you're sort of the last guy standing, at least among people of a certain stature in the blues world. How does that feel? Does it make you want to reach down to the younger guys? Does it make you go, I'm the last guy standing, I got to make sure that I get the word out? How do you deal with that?
Well, I discovered this young man named Quinn Sullivan. I don't know if you know about him, right? But if you got a... I think he's on YouTube. Just remember his name and punch him up, Quinn Sullivan. He was 7 years old and walked in on me in Boston. And I told his mom, the only child, I told his mom and dad, I said, hey, I got to let somebody else hear this man. And I took him to Eric Clapton's Crossroad in Madison Square Garden a couple of years ago. He's 16 now. And, man, if you see him play now, you're going to say, B.B. ain't gone yet. Jimi Hendrix ain't gone yet. Clapton ain't gone yet. Steve ain't gone. He can play them all, man. And he was doing that at 7 and 8 years old. On one of my albums, I first took him in there. I think he was 8. I was making a record about who's going to fill those shoes. And those are his solos on that record of mine. If you don't have it, I'll have Anna get you that copy.
Somebody got to help me.
Delta, old Sun House, High Luck and Trouble, what he was singing about. Robert Johnson heard it and made it his own. He got it started, now we got to carry on. Tell me who's gonna fill their shoes? They are the ones.
When you're working, say, with Quinn or some other of the young guys who haven't grown up the way you grew up, do you try to instill that into them a little bit about where you came from and why you are the way you are to help maybe them understand how to play this music?
Of course I do, but, you know, you have to love it. You know, if you want to be a good sports athlete, you got to work hard at it. You got to love it. If you don't love it and just think, you know, some guitar players looks at me now, keyboard players ask me, what do I need to do? But in my quick answer, I say you just got to keep playing. You know, when people come see me play, I know I'm not at my best all the time. I know I can't please everybody, but I want you to leave there and say, you know, I didn't like him, but I think he gave me everything he had. And when you do that, you can answer. Now, my mother used to say a prayer, very religious. She'd say, God, I done did the best I could. All I want now is my crown.
Well, Buddy Guy, we are grateful that you've given your best for all of these years, and congratulations on the new album, Born to Play Guitar. We'll finish with another track from the album. Buddy Guy, great to talk to you again. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you very much. Whenever I'm around, I always keep a bottle of wine. Come have a glass of wine with me.
All right.
And if you come back to the club, I'm going to make sure I'll make you another gumbo from my house and bring it to you. Just you talk to Anna and let her know if I'm in town when I'm here. I cook some at my house and bring it to you and show you that I learned how to cook before I learned how to play guitar.
First the beggar, written on the door. That bucket of blood stayed open till four. Ain't hard to find a great big neon sign. They only said three things. Stews, cigarette machine, selling camels and coops. You can solve your problems one drink at a time. You can fix anything over whiskey, beer, and wine. Kept the lights down low, icing down the long necks till they was nice and cold. Or you could sit down and order about love, waste your mind. Three ways we get high: whiskey, beer, and wine. Corner booth in the back, while they had the dice. Sit down at a table, shoot craps all night. Back in the good old days, drink your troubles goodbye. Mr. Job gonna save your soul. Whiskey, beer, and wine. You can fix anything. Taste of my medication. Come on, have one with me. In the good old days, the Howling Wolf. Sometime. You know what I'm talking about. It's on my mind. Let's get beer and wine. Come on now, come on, you got to have one with me. I don't like doing nothing by myself.